Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a warm and bright morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Jerusalem is experiencing similar weather, while Haifa sees slightly cooler temperatures, a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, barrages from Lebanon strike northern Israel as the IDF warns of possible escalation. This story comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, Israel has agreed to a 10-day halt in fighting in Lebanon after President Trump announced a ceasefire. That's according to JTA from earlier today. Also this hour, President Trump announced that Israel and Lebanon agreed to a 10-day ceasefire with U.S. efforts to sustain the peace. This is reported by Forward from this morning. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu says a historic peace opportunity with Lebanon is emerging amid the ceasefire push. That's from I-24 News earlier today. And finally, President Trump spoke with the Lebanese president, aiming to reach a peace deal with Iran. XEOS reported this story from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. A senior Israeli official reportedly told the Jerusalem Post that the U.S. now plans to actively disarm Hezbollah using American resources. This was posted by Avi Ostrov just minutes ago. Political analyst Andrew Fox posted recently discussing ongoing developments but didn't provide further details. Dave Weigel, a political correspondent, noted that a statement from Gallego spokesperson dismisses conspiracy theories circulated by a fringe member of Congress. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions in northern Israel, Ynet reports that barrages from Lebanon hit the region just hours before a planned ceasefire. Emergency teams are on high alert, treating those affected. This escalation raises concerns about the ceasefire's fragility and its impact on civilians living in the north. Turning to the ceasefire agreement, the JTA reports that the U.S. president facilitated a 10-day pause in hostilities between Israel and Lebanon. This agreement aims to create space for diplomatic negotiations, potentially leading to a broader peace. The outcome of these talks could significantly affect regional stability. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu expressed optimism about a peace opportunity with Lebanon. According to I-24 News, this comes amid efforts to solidify the ceasefire. The Prime Minister's comments suggest a potential shift towards long-term peace, which could reshape relations in the Middle East. In a related development, President Trump's conversation with the Lebanese president highlights the broader geopolitical implications. XEOS notes that the ceasefire could aid in negotiating a peace deal with Iran. This diplomatic move might redefine alliances and power dynamics in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, due to the ongoing conflict in Iran, Britain faces potential shortages of beer and chicken during the upcoming World Cup. Maariv Business reports concerns over the Hormuz Strait's closure, which could impact carbon dioxide supplies vital for breweries. Separately, Dualbird faces a significant challenge with the unexpected death of its CEO, Amir Gilad. CTEC reports that the Israeli startup mourns the loss of its co-founder and is navigating the uncertainties that follow. And finally, Israel is advancing bioconvergence as its next economic frontier. UNET Business details a government-backed program investing in this sector, mapping numerous companies and committing substantial funds to boost research and infrastructure. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.